But here to help us make sense of the market action that we're seeing today, we want to bring in Sam Stovall. He is the Chief Investment Strategist with CFRA. And Sam, we were going through your notes. We saw that you raised your 12-month price target for the S&P to 4870. What makes you a little bit more optimistic?
Well, first off, it's a 12-month target. It's not a year. It's not a year-end target. By implication, the year-end target does get elevated a bit to 4725. But basically, our feeling is that in the coming 12 months, we could justify a 7.7% price appreciation. Now, some people would say, "Well, gee, why is it so low?" Because we've seen such a strong gain over the last year. And our feeling is because we are getting into the area in which the expectations for tapering are to take hold. We think that the Fed will taper by the end of this year. Also, as we head into the second year of a president's term in office, the second and third quarters are typically negative. So I believe that we could end up seeing more pressure and more headwinds as we move into the coming year.
Well, Sam, just kind of building into your work on seasonality and market statistics, lots of talk around September being the worst month for stocks historically, but also the fact that the S&P 500 was up about 20% and to beget more strength going forward. I'm just wondering what your work says about this.
Well, I'm glad you asked that because we had three milestones that took place. At the end of August, we had 53 new all-time highs for the S&P 500, which is the highest count on a year-to-date basis since 1928. If you look to the year-to-date price change, that was in the top 10. And then also looking at seven consecutive months of advance for the market. Now, if you then say, well, what happens in the coming 1 month and 4 months, meaning September and the remainder of the year, really all it does is confirm that September typically has seen an advance only 45% of the time, meaning that it has typically declined and frequently fallen more than it has risen. Whereas the remainder of the year, yeah, likely to be pretty good, maybe up 3.5% or so and rising about 70% of the time, but still after these three milestones, those statistics ended up being a bit more muted, not better.
And Sam, just for your expectation of, I guess, more muted gains going forward, are U.S. equities still the place to be, or are you seeing opportunity elsewhere as well?
No, not yet. I still think that U.S. equities are the place to be. We were very closely looking at the euro versus the dollar and seeing that develop into a head and shoulders pattern. My thought was that the implication is U.S. Fixed income, U.S. stocks are more attractive, possibly because expectations are that the Fed will taper by the end of this year. Interest rates will start to creep higher and we'll see a rotation back into the value area of the market. So I think investors are basically going with the trend. And until something upsets that mindset, investors still will stick with stocks, even though the angle of ascent in terms of their price appreciation, I think, will begin to come down.
Well, Sam, I'm glad you talked about the Fed there. We got that pivotal meeting in about 3 weeks. And then tomorrow morning, we get the monthly non-farm payroll report for the prior month. I'm wondering how pivotal it actually is. I mean, if we come in with a strong number, a very, very strong number, I have to think maybe a risk market sell-off. But if the opposite happens, weak numbers, maybe we see a rise. How are you viewing the situation?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Jared, that if we end up with a weaker number tomorrow and the ADP number sort of implies that we might end up seeing that, even though I think most people would say ADP really has not been a good predictor of the BLS number 2 days later. Our expectation is for 800,000 jobs, which is a little higher than the street is expecting, but still below where we were last month. The unemployment rate, we think, will be at 5.2%. So if we come in a little bit light, I think investors will be happy because it would then confirm that the Fed does not need to be raising rates anytime soon and could even delay when the Fed says that they will start to taper. We think that they'll probably say that at the September meeting. But if we end up with weaker than expected data, they might delay that.
Well, you can bet we're going to be talking about it all day tomorrow. Sam Stovall, CFRA Chief Investment Strategist, thank you for joining us.